You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM 1600 AM, along with 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, Gym OT 107.5 FM, and also 106.3 FM in the Iowa City, Coralville, Johnson County area. Scott Unash with you here in studio, joined by Mark Dukes on what is now a little bit of a rainy, at least it's rain anyway. On this Friday, April the 3rd, as a little shower went through the southwest side a little bit earlier on, probably about 10 minutes or so ago. You weren't outside in this, were you, Mark? You weren't on the porch or anything? You didn't get caught by this, right?
Well, of course not, Scott. But things will green up in a hurry, I'm quite sure of that.
They're already pretty green out there. And it's a little bit of a chance as the rain comes down a little bit for maybe even a little bit of mix with snow, but nothing as far as accumulations are concerned, nothing to worry about as far as that is concerned, and it won't last very long, even if we do see a little bit of white around the edges a little bit throughout eastern Iowa. Good show coming up for you today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here in the Gym Class on KGYM, as we are going to have a Friday topic, and it is going to be, what sporting event would you have liked to have had a ticket for? And I've got a very eclectic list I have put together. I'm sure, Mark, you have put together a list as well. I also invited our producer, Buttons, to help us out with some of his thoughts about it as well. He's putting his thinking cap on right now because we want to get a young person's perspective on this as well as our listeners.
Well, of course, and we'll look forward to hearing from our listeners. I posted this on Facebook and Twitter. I've already gotten a smattering of comments on particular games or events that folks would love to have a ticket for. And I think it's going to be a good conversation. Hopefully the text line doesn't break.
No, hope not. 319-366-1600, by the way. That is our text line available to you out there. Phone lines as well. Again, same number at 319-366-1600 as we take you through the Friday edition of the program here on KGYM. There is news today. A couple of pieces of news out there for you to chew on. Almost a little. We said this, I think, about a week and a half ago when the last big basketball award was given out that Luka Garza did not win. It almost feels a little bit more of a sense of normalcy today because Hawkeye fans are very up in arms today as the Naismith National Player of the Year Award was announced earlier today, and it did not go to Luka Garza. It went to Dayton's Obi Toppin as he was the Naismith Player of the Year today. And, oh my golly, that got people all riled up in Hawkeye Nation, Mark.
Of course, because they're prejudiced. The Naismith Award, by the way, I thought it was very important to note that this goes to the best player in the country. Not the most valuable player. Two kind of different things. But Naismith voters believe Toppin was the best player in the country. Statistically, averaged 20 points, 7.5 rebounds, had 32 three-point goals. I noted of his 245 made field goals, Scott, he had 107 dunks.
Yes, he did.
That will raise a shooting percentage pretty well. Garza, for example, had 39 threes to Toppin's 32. Average 23.9 and 9.8. And the thing that sticks out for me, Scott, is that when you have to evaluate the competition. Dayton had a really, really good team, 29-2, I think it was. But it only played one ranked team all season. And that was Kansas. in Maui in November. What did Toppin do in that game? Well, he got into a bit of foul trouble, but he did end up with 18 points and 9 rebounds. Azabique, for example, the Kansas big man, had 29 that game.
Yeah.
And Dotson, the guard, who was also up for National Player of the Year, Ward's had 31. That was the only ranked team that Dayton played. By the way, Kansas won that game in overtime, November 27th. So I think the bottom line for me, Toppin, for what little I saw of him, really good dynamic player, maybe a better pro than Garza or anybody else on the list, remains to be seen. The bottom line for me is the competition level, and not that Toppin couldn't have played in the Big Ten. He could have, but would he have done what Garza did this year? And, you know, people around here are prejudiced.
Same way they would be in Dayton, too. I'm sure the folks in Dayton, if Garza had won, would be raising Cain that Toppin didn't win.
Of course, and I told you that I saw games that I thought the Kansas big man, Azabique, was as good as I'd seen all year.
Missed some
time.
And
that included Luka Garza.
Yeah.
Yes, he did miss some time, and that probably hurt him. But I'd say don't get too wrapped up in all this. The Wooden Award remains, and we'll see who wins that. And another thing I'd like to know is, and I voted in the Heisman Trophy. I voted in AP football and college basketball polls. How many games did they see the vote? How many games did the voters see Toppin play, Garza play, and some of the other candidates?
Sure.
You can't just go off stats. The eyeball test is huge in my mind. And, you know, as a voter in the Heisman or AP polls or whatever, there's no way I could see every player, every team.
Yeah.
You try to do the best you can, but I got to wonder how many games these voters actually saw these guys play.
319-366-1600. We already have submissions coming in for our topic today. We'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. Thank you very much early on at 1345 and 1455. We will let our listening audience know your thoughts about our topic, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. The other piece of news, basketball-wise, coming out today out of Iowa City. This was rumored at the end of the year, and now it has come to fruition as it is official. The University of Iowa has announced that Cordell Pemsel is going to enter the transfer portal, and he is going to play somewhere else in his senior season, somewhere other than Carver-Hawkeye Arena for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Cordell Pemsel, the senior-to-be out of Dubuque-Wallert, and who has had a very checkered career on and off the court as far as being an Iowa Hawkeye is concerned. He's had his terrific moments as a Hawkeye. He's had his not-so-terrific moments as a Hawkeye. He's had problems off the court a few times. We know that. Well publicized. I will say this, though. I think that we never did quite get to see the 100% Cordell Pemsel, and we may never get to see, even next year somewhere else, the 100% Cordell Pemsel. He's been battling injuries since his sophomore year at Dubuque-Wallert, has had several surgeries that he has gone through, and I think Iowa is pretty happy with the play they got out of Cordell Pemsel in his 3 years, I guess, on the court down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think injuries prevented prevented Pemsel from probably never reaching his full potential as a college basketball player. And I personally liked the guy when he was on the court. He brought some energy, typically. You know, he was a pretty good passer, although he threw it away from time to time. He wasn't a great shooter, but was good around the rim in terms of rebounding and keeping balls alive. And what it does do is reduces the depth for Iowa next year. Let's assume for a minute Luka Garza comes back. And who else does Iowa have? Well, Jack Nungy coming off an injury. He's a, 6'11", something like that. Not necessarily a bruiser. And then you have Josh Ugandelli. Ugandelli, 6'9", player coming in from Wooster Academy. Other than that, there's not a great deal of size that Iowa will have next year.
No.
Unless I'm missing somebody.
Well, you got Patrick McCaffrey in there as well, but he's not an inside player. Patrick's not going to be a guy that's going to play with his back to the basket. We know that with the health problems that he has had over the years. Ulis is more of a swing guy from what I read and watch and understand. So it is a little bit of... fortunately, Iowa looks as though they do have depth. If everybody comes back, wink, wink. That, of course, was the words of Luca Garza as he talked to Andy Katz a couple of days ago in his podcast. So it remains to be seen. Does this mean Jack Nungy goes a little bit more inside coming to the 2020-2021? That's hard to say, by the way. 2020-2021 season. The kid out of Newburgh, Indiana. Yeah, who, of course, tore his knee up, I think, the third game of the year this year and missed the season and is going to get a medical redshirt for the Hawkeyes. But it remains to be seen. Nungy is not known as a back-to-the-basket sort of a guy. Kreener is also gone. So, yes, Iowa's going to have depth, but the two guys besides Luca Garza that can play with their backs to the basket are going to be gone next year. But again, maybe that opens up more room inside for Luca Garza. Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be very much a heavy guard wing oriented team. And not that that's a bad thing. Perhaps we'll see a different kind of Iowa team. But you're still going to have Garza, let's presume. And if he can continue what he did this year, next year, that's a great dimension to have. But you mentioned Ryan Kreener. I don't think you can underestimate what Kreener brought to this past Iowa basketball team. He had his best year. He could come in if Garza was gassed or got into foul trouble. You saw him on the floor with Garza at the same time quite a bit. I thought he was a very, very important part of this Iowa basketball team, and he's going to be a guy that's going to be missed.
Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. On the text line is 319-366-1600. As Cordell Pemsel is into the transfer portal now for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Maybe this means either Chris or Keegan Murray. You know, there's been talk, and we talked with Jeff Johnson yesterday from the Gazette, and he speculated in the fact that perhaps one or both of the twins would take a redshirt year next year. Maybe one of them plays next year. Who knows how this all plays out? We have a lot of time, and who knows what the future looks like anyway as far as sports are concerned. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But a little bit of a question mark. There's a lot of speculation out there as well, Mark, where Cordell is going to end up. A lot of people are already pointing at UNI, and I'm not one of those people that's pointing toward the University of Northern Iowa because I'm not so sure Cordell Pemsel would get more playing time at UNI than he would in Iowa City, to be honest with you, with what UNI has coming back for the Panthers and head coach Ben Jacobson next year.
I would agree with that, and if Cordell is looking for 20, 25, 30 minutes a game.
Not going to get it there.
No, it may be... another Missouri Valley team. It could be a Horizon League team, something along those lines. I don't know, you know, if somebody in the Big Ten or Big 12 would be interested in him. I can't see him going to Iowa State, that's for sure.
I don't think that's happening after that second year.
No, but that'll be an interesting thing to track.
It will be. It will be. And we'll keep track of that and let you know about it here. As, again, Cordell Pemsel leaving the Iowa men's basketball team, he will have 1 year of eligibility remaining, and he will be eligible right away. 319-366-1600, as that is the text line. That is also the phone line. We will get to the topic coming up here. So we got a few more folks weighing in on what event that they would have liked to have had tickets to and go see. And it could be anything. Under the sun, high school event, college event, professional event, international event, Olympic event. during your lifetime, prior lifetime, whatever the case may be. We're going to get your thoughts about that coming up here in just a little bit as we go through things. The esports thing is taking over this weekend as we have all kinds of virtual racing out there. I chuckle to myself every time, and we started off the hour with NASCAR Midday, and they talked about the fact that will there be payback for the virtual bump and run? They're not getting paid for this. This is supposed to be for fun. Quit trying to break it down. Oh, my gosh. Just have fun and entertain the American public right now a little bit. That's my best advice to everybody.
Yeah, in terms of the racing, I've seen it once or twice now. I don't know that I'm going to be interested to tune into every single race they run. Isn't there an IndyCar? IndyCar's
going to do it tomorrow at 2:30, I believe, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a little interesting, but...
Bristol could be a complete washout because there's going to be, just like the regular race, there's going to be cautions every two or three laps, more than likely. And this thing could take a long time. And they're actually going to have heat races prior to the main event. So this is a whole new thing here. But, hey, this is what people want, and I'm all for it. Just don't break it down like this. That's all I'm asking. Just have fun. Just have fun with it. I have not heard, by the way, from our friend Landon Castle if we caused him to not do well in his race on Thursday or Wednesday. I guess it was Wednesday.
What did the first race draw? About 1 million viewers. I didn't catch what the second race.
It was up.
It was up from 1 million. Okay. Those being shown on FS1, I believe. So we'll see how this goes. You know, the XFL. Remember the XFL, Scott?
I do remember the XFL.
They had really good ratings the first week out, and then the after that it was not so good. This isn't the same thing, don't get me wrong, but they're the same in terms of it's both were new. And, you know, we'll see where this takes off. And I guess as we proceed through this virus, that's about all people have to watch besides reruns.
True. True. 319-366-1600. A couple other pieces. Well, one other piece of news in the day. And this, of course, yesterday, Governor Reynolds said that the state of Iowa is going to keep schools closed through April the 30th. Looks like the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association, they are going to be getting together. They are still trying to come up with some alternatives for May as far as spring sports are concerned. They will have an updated schedule for activities. It's going to be provided next Monday, April the 6th, and that the dates will be provided for a May 1 return to school. And, of course, that's still way out there, a month away, and long way into a very cloudy crystal ball that we have right now. But just to let you know the latest news as far as that is concerned.
Yeah, in terms of Governor Reynolds' news conference, I caught that. I try to catch it every day just for pieces of news and nothing really new aside from updated numbers. And she has reiterated that she's pretty much have, shelter at home or whatever, at home
however you want to phrase it.
Stay-at-home policies in place for a long, long time. It just hasn't been in order. So just reminders that... of what's been going on now. Of course, yesterday she decided to close schools and keep businesses closed through April 30th. So, and of course, no gatherings of 10 people or more. Stay at home when you can, unless you absolutely have to go out. So we will continue what we've been doing.
We will. We will indeed. And what we're going to be doing next is... taking your phone calls and texts about our topic, and that is what sporting event would you have loved to own a ticket to and be there to take it all in? Buttons is shaking his head. Yeah, he's looking. he's got some things in the back of his mind. Mark's got some things. I've got some things. We've got people on the text line already talking about it. So we'll take a quick break and come back and go over the lists. We'll do that when we return. 3:23 gym class here on KGYM. Each and every day, presented by Hennings Financial Incorporated, your retirement rollover specialist. Hennings Financial is a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey, and they specialize in helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. For more information, go to our website, kgymradio.com. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at CRNewsNow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at CRNewsNow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection starts April 6th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at CRNewsNow.com.
It's time for the Acme Tools Online Spring Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Online only at AcmeTools.com. Since you can't come to us, we've decided to come to you with an online sale. Save 10% on select brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, and more when you use online promo code SPRINGSALE during checkout. Take 15% off select Jet and Powermatic woodworking tools. Get free shipping on orders over $199. Save big during the online spring tool sale this Friday and Saturday at AcmeTools.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the gym class 3:26 here on KGYM for this Friday. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp show coming your way next, right here on KGYM. And that will be from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock tonight. Want to let everybody know that we go into the final few days of the great games in tournament history series that Westwood One has been providing, and been a lot of fun to listen to, and a couple more coming up tomorrow, which would have been final for Saturday, and it'll start off at 11 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you with the 2015 Final Four game between unbeaten Kentucky and Wisconsin Badgers. And of course, if you recall, I don't want to spoil this for anyone, but it is 5 years old. Wisconsin ended Kentucky's run back then. And then game two tomorrow will be the 1985 championship game between Villanova and Georgetown. And how about this for a broadcast team, Mark? Kaywood Ledford, the legend from Kentucky, on the call, along with Kurt Gowdy. How about that?
Well, Gowdy did just about everything, but I don't remember him doing too much basketball, so that might be worth a listen by itself.
Yeah, and then Monday night, which would have been the national championship game, Westwood One will replay at 7 o'clock last year's national championship game between Virginia and Texas Tech. So that'll be coming up on Monday night. And then on Tuesday, Mark, I'm very happy to announce this. Westwood One is going to dive into the world of the National Football League with their classic games. And first one will be on next Tuesday night. They're going to be Tuesday and Friday nights at 7 o'clock, and we'll air them on, again, 107.5, the Jim OT, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And I believe the first one is the wild card game, the wild card game between the Cardinals and the Packers. So that'll be next Tuesday night. So there's some, I think there are 14 games going through the months of April and May that Westwood One will provide. They will not have games during the NFL draft. That's the only time they will not provide games, but it starts next Tuesday. And one of those games I know is going to be the radio rebroadcast of Super Bowl I from 54 years ago with the Packers and the Chiefs going at it from the Coliseum.
How'd that turn out?
Not well for me.
I know. Of course, I was a softball guy.
I know. I was not around. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, I was thought of.
Well, I remember watching it. I'm sorry. I'm a bit older than you, but I'm going to have to look back and see who was on the call for that. Might have been Ray Scott.
Might have been.
I'm going to have to look back on that.
We'll see. All right, we're going to get into our topic now at 3:30. Our topic is, once again, if you had an opportunity to pick up a ticket for a sporting event of your choice over the years, what would it be? 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines out there. We encourage you to do that here on this Friday as we give you a little bit of a respite from the coronavirus fight and everything here. I hope everyone enjoys it and just think about some really good sporting events over the last many, many decades of sports. And let me start off with this. We've got several people, Mark, already commenting. 1455, one of them. 1527, saying the same thing, and that is the Cal Ripken record-breaking game. They wish they could have been there at Camden Yards in Baltimore that night. Still remember it very, very well. When Ripken broke the record of Lou Gehrig for consecutive games played. And we've had several people say that that would be the game that they would like to be in attendance for.
Did he hit a home run in that game? Does my memory serve me correctly? Or am I thinking of something else?
Might have. I'd have to go back and peruse the box score of that. But it was an electric night. ESPN did the play-by-play of that particular game, and just amazing. It was just it was something, as one of the texters says, it gives you chills still to this day, just to witness that particular ball game.
1345 on the text line, would have loved to have been at Cale Sanderson's last NCAA wrestling match. Of course, Sanderson was undefeated.
Yep. For Iowa State. And
Van said for me, the Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Very true. Very true. You knew this was coming. 64-29. I wish I could have gone to game 6 or 7 of the 2016 World Series with the Cubs and the Indians. Otherwise, I would love to attend an Olympic opening ceremony or some of the track and field events. Very interesting. Right there with that. And piggybacking on that, 58-23 said he would have loved to have had tickets to see Jesse Owens run at the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games.
Yeah, run and jump and do everything he did there in 1936 in front of Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany. And that was maybe not the top of my list, but it was definitely on my list.
Yeah, I should have had that on my list. And as soon as that popped up, I said, I missed that one. Missed that one, no doubt. 319-366-1600.
Well, do you want to get into? I'll offer you one up, okay?
Okay.
I would have loved to have been in attendance. I watched this game. I've seen replays of it. I would love to have been in the front row for the Game 7 of the Twins and Braves in 1991 when Jack Morris outdueled John Smoltz, and Morris refused to leave the mound despite Tom Kelly's, manager Tom Kelly's better thoughts or other thoughts anyway. But Morris pitched a complete game, 10 innings. The Twins won 1-0 on Gene Larkin's center that scored, or single that scored Dan Gladden. So still regarded, and I'm not prejudiced in this regard, but still regarded as, if not one of the best games, maybe one of the best series in baseball history.
Well, we talked about the Cubs World Series win. Kyle talks about Game 7 of the 2011 World Series with the Rangers and the Cardinals in St. Louis when the Cardinals won that wild one 10-9. He would have liked to have been there. Our friend Ann, thank you for joining us today, Ann. David Freeze's home run in Game 6 of the Cardinals World Series. So we got two Cardinals votes right there. 56-41, the 6 overtime UConn-Syracuse Big East tournament game at Madison Square Garden. And that, I do remember that game. It wasn't even in the finals or the semifinals. I think that might have been a quarterfinal game in the Big East. But that was, yes, that was one to remember. No doubt about that. 319-366-1600 here at 335 as we go through our Friday topic here today. I will throw my, by the way, before we get to that, 33-64, the Masters from 2007 when Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson took home the green jacket. We've relived that many, many times. I've watched, rewatched that many, many times, as a matter of fact. I will throw this one out, and several here written down for many different reasons. And the first one that I kind of gave this away yesterday as an example, but that would be, I would have loved to have been at Belmont Park in 1973 to watch Secretariat put away the field like he did to win the Triple Crown.
Like what, by 80 lengths, something like that?
Something like that, yes. And I, to see the highlights of that, is another one of those sports moments that just gets the hairs on your arm and the back of your neck standing up a little bit. Just by knowing, hey, what you're watching is just absolute greatness and maybe the best horse to ever run on this planet. So I would have loved to have been there.
That's a good one. Let me offer you a couple from my Facebook page. Our friend Scott, former Rusty Nail.
Ah,
Philly, Super Bowl 52.
There you go.
That was a win for Scott's team.
Yes, it was.
And our friend Eugene, the Rams Super Bowl. I'm a huge fan.
Kurt Warner.
And you can count on Jeff Bruner weighing in. I'm sure people wish they had tickets to the night we clinched the bowling title out there at May City Bowl.
Yes, but we have not won since because we were told we, again, angered the bowling gods by taking a team picture too early that night. And they, people may have something there, Mark.
Yeah. Get over it.
We're not going in for superstition. Is that what you're saying?
No. 2401 on the text line is on one of mine, 1986 Masters.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears last, Jack Nicklaus. Winning that tournament with, I think, one of his sons on the bag, right?
That is correct. That is correct. 72-88 and 24-01, both saying 1986 Masters with Jack Nicklaus winning that one. Of course, I had that down as well. With all apologies to Tiger, I don't think there would have been anything. I've had the honor to be at Augusta National and just to hear the little roars that I heard. I cannot even imagine the roars It was, and I'm not saying there weren't any last year. I know there were. Not saying that. I'm just saying that I can't imagine the 1986 Jack Nicklaus roars, though.
27-52 on the Texan. Would have loved to have been to Game 3, Twins-Yankees, 2019 Divisional Series. That was a Yankee victory.
Sorry, Mark.
5-1.
Sorry, Mark.
Well, all you had to do was say the Yankees, and you knew the Twins probably lost it. 33-95, seventh game, Knicks and Lakers in 1970. And 33-95 had Jesse Owens' autograph, but lost it through the years.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's not good. I'm tearing the house apart trying to find that one. Or tearing my parents' house apart trying to find that one.
Yes, folks, we're asking you if you could have had a ticket to any sports event in history, what would it be? Give us a text, 366-1600, or a call. Now, what's on Button's mind?
What's on Button's mind? He's gonna come in and tell us here. He's going to come in and tell us here. Well, I'm going to put you right there. Now, first of all, Buttons is a lot younger than we are. Let's just say that. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's life on the other side of the glass today?
Oh, just peachy.
Peachy.
It's always peachy.
Have you come up with a couple of these things?
Okay, so I had the 2016 Game 7 World Series, but that one was chosen, and I was alive for that one. 1996 Super Bowl.
96 Super Bowl.
96 Super Bowl.
Please don't say you weren't alive.
I was not alive. I was not even thought of at the time. You want to feel old? I was born in 99.
Oh, geez.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
But I say that because in 2016, I went to a Cowboys game at AT&T Stadium, and they lined up the whole 96 team. And that was the coolest part of my life, of my short, young, little life.
Your young little life.
My young little life.
Okay. How did we ever, you know, if it was, yeah, never mind. Being a Cowboy fan and a Cub fan in the same room with me.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't bring it up a lot. I try to make nice.
I know.
It is kind of interesting how different people have different allegiances to teams, you know, and some people, it's all Chicago, or it's all Minnesota, or it's all Kansas City. You know, I'm a Twins fan, I'm a Bears fan, and it's interesting Buttons says that because, you know, why'd you become a Dallas fan, Buttons?
I think it was because of my brother, because he was a Dallas fan.
Okay.
I think that's really, and it was just always on in the house. And then my father was a Dallas fan, and so on and so forth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Osmosis.
Osmosis. That's really what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one. Very good. Very good. If you come up with more, let us know.
I will.
All right.
I'll go sit there and stew for a little bit.
319-366-1600. Friend Corey says 1992 Indianapolis 500 finish. That, of course, was a finish between Al Unser Jr. and Scott Goodyear. I was not at that one. That was 2 years before I went to my first 500. So
that was more than an eyelash, wasn't it?
Yep. That was very, very close. And I did write down, though, I would have loved to have been to the 1960 Indianapolis 500, which was the back-and-forth duel between Jim Rathman and Roger Ward. Back when you didn't have long auto races that ended basically within seconds of one another. That one almost did in 1960. Came down to the last
another
couple
racing,
laps.
Entry, 1900. Would love to have had tickets to Dale Earnhardt finally winning the Daytona 500.
I think a lot of people would have liked to have been there the day the Intimidator won. 21-34, game one of the 1988 World Series. That, of course, the Kirk Gibson home run off of Dennis Eckersley. Interesting one from 0558, the 1962 Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game.
Mm.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
56-41, any of the Magic Bird Lakers-Celtics finals games in the 80s? It was before my time.
I remember them very, very well. They were fun. That was must-see TV back in the days. Here's one for you, Mark, 3364. His 17th birthday on January the 26th, 1986, when the Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl.
I remember that day. The following day was not pleasant because of the celebration. I'll leave it at that. Randy on my Facebook page also weighing in there as well. And 68-66, another interesting one, Scott. The first night game at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was rained out, I believe, the first night game. And then had to come back and play it again afterwards. 1929, 2004 American League Championship Series, Game 7 in New York, when Boston completed the four-game sweep after being down three games to the Yankees. There you go. Let's see. Another one for Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. And 52-32, weighing in with that.
I love 45-40, Scott. This is right up your alley. Go ahead and read that one.
45-40, we need to get together because you say 1979, Comiskey Park, the disco demolition night between the White Sox and the Tigers. Or the Sandberg game at Wrigley Field between the Cubs and the Cardinals in 1984. Mm. Thank you, Dan, for that. Good things in Chicago. Right there.
366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in on our topic right now, if you could have had a ticket to any sports event in history, what would it be?
Get a couple more before we have to take a break here.
About 0889, Kobe Bryant's 81-point final game. That was something
Yeah,
else.
No kidding. Yeah. They showed that, of course, in the days after his tragic death, and got to watch that again, and sent chills up your spine, no doubt about that. And before we get to a break here at 3:45, and we'll get more of your texts here coming up, 2540 says, the 2006 World Series clinching game, Cardinals versus Tigers. Oh, I forgot I was there. So we did have tickets to that. Sometimes it works out both ways. Sometimes it does.
Last one before the break, 5641, really a good one here. Would have loved to have seen Niall Kinnick play in person.
Yeah, and I wrote,
how about that?
That's one I wrote down. I said Iowa Notre Dame with the Ironman with Niall Kinnick. I do have some still photos from that particular game that my grandfather had and has passed down, and cherish those a whole bunch. And I would have loved to have been at that particular game. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and take more of your texts at 319-366-1600 on our Friday topic today, and that is, what event in sports would you have loved to have had a ticket to? We'll come back with more after this.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money, like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. how doers get more done.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, when you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective that only ESPN can give you. The best sports story all day, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. ESPN Daily. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Back in the Gym Class 349 on the Friday edition of the program here at KGYM. Monday, Josh Christensen is going to join us, and we will talk with the TV9 sports personality about how they're coping with everything going on and not going on right now. So that'll be coming up on Monday. Scott and Mark with you as we talk our Friday topic here, and that is what sporting events in the past would you have loved to have had a ticket to? And have not had this one come up yet. Capital One Bowl 2008 from a couple of people here. And that, of course, the connection that will always put a smile on the face of Iowa football fans down there in the waning seconds of the game in Orlando, Florida. So,
yep, Drew Chate to Warren Holloway, and that was one of the most memorable moments in Iowa football history. 52-32 on the text line. I would have loved to have had a ticket to game one of the 2018 Stanley Cup Finals. I had adopted Vegas as my team that year, and they did the impossible, then put on a hell of a show in game one.
And you would have ran into our friend Dave Koken.
Yes.
One more for the Munich Olympics, 86-70, talking about that. I think that's been the most popular answer so far today.
Yeah, if not that, then the 2016 World Series, we know what the result of that was. 37-59, would have had loved to have a ticket to any game in the Miami Dolphins undefeated season and Super Bowl.
I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit. I'm not going to say the Dolphins, sorry, Bruners, the 72 unbeaten season. I wanted to see the U play in person when they were winning national championships. That's the one that I would like to see, when it was the Hurricanes versus everybody.
Yeah, I have to, if this is the same area you're talking about, I was covering Iowa football at the time when Miami came to Kinnick Stadium.
Yes.
And I think the quarterback, Gino Toretta, something like that. But
that wasn't vintage Miami, though. That was not vintage Miami.
No, it wasn't. No, no. But it was the U.
It was the U, but it wasn't Michael Irvin and all those guys coming in to Kinnick Stadium. I have this written down, and also finally got a text on this as well. I'm not going to say only this game, and I'm going to piggyback it with another game. The 1980 Miracle on Ice semifinal with the Americans beating the Russians in Lake Placid.
Good one.
But I would also have liked to have seen the exhibition game prior to that, and that would be at Madison Square Garden, where the Russian team absolutely destroyed the Americans, just to see the difference between that night and the night at Lake Placid.
Mm.
That's what I would I want to go with the twofer there and see. 319-366-1600.
27-49, would have loved to have been at Todd Licklider's last game as coach for Iowa.
We got to bring poor Todd into this, our conversation here. I'll give a couple. Of course, the Chiefs winning their two Super Bowls. That's I have to say that, being a Chiefs fan. Oh, wait, that was last year. I do remember that. I didn't have a ticket to that one, though. One that I wanted to get out there, two that I wanted to get out there before get off the list here that I have. to see Jackie Robinson's first Major League Baseball game.
Mm.
I think that would have not only been significant, but for many, many reasons, I would have loved to have been there. Buttons also said, came in and said he would like to have seen the ping pong diplomacy series of ping pong matches back in 1971 when the United States and China were kind of butting heads a little bit. Very good. Gold star for Buttons today.
Buttons, it's table tennis. For anybody who plays the game, and I learned this lesson well years ago, never. You can play ping pong at home, but it's table tennis.
Sorry.
Otherwise.
Sorry. sorry.
No worries.
0889, the Conor McGregor versus Cowboy fight. Our friend Joe. I'll leave that one alone for you, Mark. You can look at that one on the text line.
I do see that.
Oh, very good. Very good.
There weren't many good ones, Joe, I'll tell you that.
Wife Christy from home sang Phil's first win at the Masters.
How about that?
Yeah, weighing in.
Impressive.
Very good. Very good. 45-40, 1974, April. In Atlanta, Dodgers versus Braves, Hank Aaron's 715th home run.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that would have been pretty pretty amazing to see as well, and especially with all of the background stories that came from that.
1731, we'll squeeze at least one more in. Would have loved to have seen Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble play live.
Yes.
Of course, that was the Paul Westhead Loyola Marymount.
Correct.
Teams, right?
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. And, of course, Bo Kimble, of course, passing away during a game. And, man. Kyle, September 2nd, 1969, the beginning of the dive of the Cubs as the Mets caught fire. The rest is history. So we had we had both sides of the Cub equation as far as this is concerned. So we had them taken care of here. Let's go to John from Columbus Junction. One of our two Johns from Columbus Junction weighing in here today. How you doing on a Friday, John?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, buddy. Are you hanging in there?
Oh, well, you know it.
All right.
I'm calling you guys.
There you go.
Hey, you know, if I could see one sporting event back in history, it definitely has to be Super Bowl 19.
Mm.
The Niners against the Dolphins, nobody gave the Niners a chance because of Marino's prolific second year, 48 touchdown passes. You can't stop them. 38-16 later, I think we proved to everybody who the best team on the field was that day.
And who would have guessed, John, that that was going to be the only Marino Super Bowl?
You know, I wouldn't have guessed that myself. I figured he's going to get back there a few times, but that's how things go, you know?
It is. It is. All right. Hey, John, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Thanks.
John from Columbus Junction weighing in. And, yes, I apologize. It was Hank Gathers, not Bo Kimble, that passed away. I'm sorry about that.
2401, I would have loved to have seen the 1991 game after Chris Street's death. I think that was at Michigan, was it not?
The Michigan game was in Iowa City against the Fab Five. Michigan State was on the road.
Michigan State, okay. Texter mentions both games, yeah.
Yeah, and holy cow, that game against Michigan was just, there will never be a more emotional game in Iowa City, I think, than that particular ball game. Good way to go out, Mark, and thanks to everybody out there for their contributions and weighing in. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and we'll do it again next Friday. Anytime you have a suggestion, give us a text, give us a call. We'll be glad to consider it.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd coming up next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Mark, we'll talk Monday.
Great. See you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here at KGYM.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for